Subdivision 2022-08, Walden 3.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion if anybody, unless anybody has something they'd like to say. Okay, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-08 for Walden 3 based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval for a subdivision within the AR1 and MR zoning districts. Two, the applicant is seeking lots with a minimum area of 11,989 square feet. The largest lot is 50,010 square feet in size. The average lot size is 23,655 square feet. Three, as stated by the applicant, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 21 lots on 24.136 acres. This results in a low density of 0.87 lots per acre. Four, the location is in the coastal area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. The proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and zoning code. Five, the proposed development will comply with all DelDOT roadway entrance requirements. Six, there will be a 30-foot buffer around the site adjacent to wetlands. Seven, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 11 acres of open space, which represents about 46% of the entire site. Eight, there are state and federal wetlands on the site. All regulated wetlands will be preserved. Nine, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 10, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space, tree preservation, and buffering that would not be achieved within a standard subdivision. Most of the lots are established in areas that were previously tilled, with little tree removal required for the development of this project. 11, it is evident from the record that the applicant complied with the design process of Section 115-25 of the Zoning Code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first and locating the roads and lots last. Given the layout of this particular parcel and the roads and wetlands that are adjacent to it, this is a good design that results in a relatively low density of 0.87 lots per acre. 12, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 13, this preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 21 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 46% of the site remains as open space. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The homeowners association shall have also maintain a small cemetery located within the development and allow public access to it. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a buffer of at least 30 feet from all wetlands where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited unless indicated on the final site plan. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of this buffer area, the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of buffer area except as noted on the final site plan. F, the development shall comply with all DelDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. G, as shown on the preliminary site plan, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all internal streets with a connection to the DelDOT multimodal path. A system of downward screened street lighting shall also be provided. H, amenities proportionate with and appropriate for these 21 lots shall be installed within this site. A separate amenities plan shall be submitted to the commission describing the type, size, and location of these amenities. The applicant has stated that amenities throughout the entire Walden development, including the Walden development across Route 24 and Sloan Road, shall be accessible to these 21 lot owners. There was significant testimony from residents within these other areas that these new lots would overburden the yet-to-be-fully-completed amenities within the larger Walden development. No building permits shall be issued until all shared amenities within the entire Walden development are completed. I, the subdivision, shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. J, street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. I, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m., Monday through Saturday, a 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. The applicant shall coordinate with the local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within this site, and there shall be sufficient off-street parking near the entrance to this site dedicated to school bus pickup and drop-off. If required by the school district, the location of the bus stop and parking area shall be shown on the final site plan. And the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify all limits of disturbance within the site. In addition, as proffered by the applicant, there shall be a conservation easement recorded with the final site plan for the undisturbed forest and open space areas. Oh, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. P. The developer shall coordinate with DelDOT to install crosswalks across Sloan Road at the entrance to this subdivision and Annalisa Drive. Q. A revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, shall be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And R. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's it.
A second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-08 Walden 3 as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on our agenda, at this point, it calls for a recess, but since we've only been rolling for about 34 minutes, we're going to keep on keeping on. And I think what we'll do is we'll do the next three public hearings, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll finish up with the last one. So it is time for our public hearings, and I'm glad.